baby. What's going on? I had to walk out of a meeting. Oh, I know you miss me, my love, but... Wait, I know that voice. You don't just miss me, do you? You need me right now. But I'm all the way across the world on a business trip, so you can't snuggle up to me and wake me up to have some fun. I think I can spare some time for you, my good boy. Just give me a moment, okay? There we go. Now, I want you to listen to me. And listen very well, my lovely pet. You're going to have to be mommy's hands for her. I can't be with you right now, as much as I'd love to. So I'm just going to have to tell you exactly what you're going to do. And you can follow my commands like a good boy. No, can't you? Now, I want you to wrap your thumb and index finger around the base of your cock with your palm right next to it, simply resting on your crotch. Then you're going to slide your hand all the way up to the head and then back down to about the halfway point. Slowly, very slowly. Just think about the speed mommy always starts your hand jobs with. Teasingly slow until you're a whimpering mess, begging me for more. Just let your fingers glide gently up and down, wrapping gently all around it, not too tight. Because remember, it's too early, you're not fucking your fist yet. You're letting mommy control your hand so you can feel exactly what she wants you to, okay? Now, did you already use some lube, or is your hand all dry? If you've already used lube, then you've been a very good pet, taking all the preparations before letting the thought of your mommy overcome your mind. Such a good boy. But if you haven't, then I want you to spit on your hand and slowly rub it all over your cock, all right? Just gently spread it all over until it's all shiny and slick so that your hand slides extra nice across it. Now, before we start to properly make you feel all nice, I want you to do something for me. First, I want you to moan out my name as you slowly bring your fingers up and down, just like before. Can you do that for me, pet? Did you say something, pet? I'm afraid you're going to have to be a little bit louder, pet. There you go. Such a good boy, moaning my name so loudly. Now, the second thing I need you to do is make a promise. You have to promise me that you won't come until mommy tells you to. Okay. If you need to slow down or speed up near the end so you don't come early or late, you're going to have to do that yourself. I'm not there, so I can't feel how much you twitch in my hand, how much your body tenses in search of release. Mommy's letting you take a little bit of control, just this once. Is that all right? Can you do that for me? Such a good boy, taking that responsibility while still being all horny and needy for me. Now, I want you to wrap your fingers all around your cock. And move it slowly, okay? Not too fast. Not yet. A little faster than before, but not enough to really get you too excited. I know how you get when you're really, really horny, but I need you to listen to your mommy. And stroke slower than you want to, just like how I would do it, remember? There you go. Good pet. Just stroke yourself for me, to the thought of me. Be whiny and needy and loud for me. I know you want to be a good pet. Now, while you stroke, I want you to picture me next to you. Close your eyes and listen to my voice. You're not laying in bed all horny on your own. I'm right next to you, whispering into your ear. Picture every curve of my body, from my feet wrapped in those heels you love so much. Slowly up my legs, covered in silky smooth fabric, and resting on top of each other, slightly crossed, up to my thighs, where my stockings end, with all those lovely black frills. The plump, squishy part of your mistress that you so enjoy resting your head on. Just a bit higher starts my skirt, which of course hides most of my divine ass. But not without me hiking it up just enough so you can see my panties. Tell me, my pet, in your mind, what panties am I wearing? Come on, you can do it. It's just a few words. Come on. You can do it. It's just a few words. Ooh, the red ones. And I bet I'm also wearing the matching bra, aren't I? Just a bit too small, so that my breasts are just slightly spilling out of it. You love that, don't you? I'm going to give you a reward for being able to say that for me, even though you're such a horny mess. And you get to choose which reward it is. Either you can wrap your hand around your beautiful cock, stroking with your full fist, or you can speed up a little. You get to choose. You don't have to tell me which you pick. Just keep stroking for me as we keep imagining my body next to yours, slightly more tangible with every word I speak. Where were we? Oh, right, just above my skirt and the lovely red panties peeking out from underneath it. My skin bare and a little cold. The small hairs standing up straight. My bare stomach. The gentle lines and curves of it leading up bit by bit. Until the plush red fabric that I'm wearing especially for you. Sometimes, my pet, wearing specific clothes can be so much more sexual and feel so much more naked than actually being naked. So as you imagine my breasts in that perfect red bra spilling just a bit over the edge right next to you, I want you to tell me, what are you wearing right now, my pet? Oh, I know it's hard, but mommy wants to know. So you'll have to make an effort to scrape enough coherent thought together to moan out a little description of what you're wearing. Oh, you're in your pajamas, are you? Which ones? I know I'm being a little cruel, my pet, But you'll have to work if you want a reward. So try your best. Tell me which pajamas you have on. Those are very comfy, aren't they? I bet you've got the pants down to your knees and the shirt pulled up so you don't get all dirty when mommy lets you come. You're doing such a good job. Your next reward is more easily chosen. Whichever one you didn't choose earlier, you get to do now. Just imagine mommy's body sitting next to you on the bed, jerking her pet's pretty cock with her whole fist, with only a single goal, getting my good boy to whine and moan. And come, imagine me sliding my free hand underneath your shirt, exploring your body, touching you in the ways you like, or maybe around your throat, squeezing lightly to make sure you remember who you belong to. Remind me, who do you belong to again? Say my name, pet. I know you can do it. Good boy. Such a good boy. A loyal pet that always knows who he belongs to. Now, let's finish your mental image, shall we? From my breasts, follow the straps of my bra up to my shoulders and all the way back down to both my hands. Maybe I'm wearing gloves in your mind. Velvety, soft gloves that make every touch of mommy feel, oh, so good. Or maybe they're bare in your head, skin to skin, warmth to warmth, personal and loving, one of them stroking your cock, much quicker than when we started, but still not as fast as I can go, while the other glides across your body or stays on your throat, giving you pleasure in a different way. Now, back to the shoulders and upwards, past the neck, and the chin, up to my lips. Those gorgeous lips mommy has that glisten even with the subtle light of your nightlight because of the pretty red lipstick I wear. I bet you want to see those lips do all kinds of things. You want to see them kissing your own. You want to see them on your skin, leaving hickeys wherever they go. And you really, really want to see them kissing the skin around the base of your cock, don't you? I don't usually reward you that way, but when I do, I know you love it so, so much. And finally, my eyes. The eyes of your mommy looking down at their amazing pet. My good pet. While she strokes him, getting him closer and closer to orgasm. The eyes of someone who loves you. I have a little surprise for you. My pet. Yes, the surprise is a reward because you were able to hold out all this time without breaking my sentences to ask me to be able to come. And because of that, I want you to stroke as fast as you can. You don't have to ask me for permission to come. Just fuck your fist. Fuck my fist as fast and hard as you can. Just give in to what you want to do and make yourself come. Make yourself come so hard. Your legs shake and ache. Make yourself come and moan and whine and cry out to your mommy. You're my good pet. My good boy. My good pet. head. I want you to come. Come on. Go ahead. Come for me, my pet, my good boy. Come. Come for mommy. Come on. Be a good boy. Come. Come for mommy now. Good. Good. Good boy. Good boy. There you go. Very good job. Good pet. Good boy. Oh, isn't that so much better, my love? Just let the warmth of your orgasm spread across your body and relax. Take care of yourself and go to sleep. Okay, my dear. I'll have to get back to my meeting. They're probably missing me already. Just know that I love you, my good boy. You're my amazing pet. And, I'm not gonna lie. You got me really wet. So once the meeting is over, I'm gonna need to find someplace quiet and take care of myself as well. My good boy. Mm.